This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. We've got stunning information and documentation today to break down as we give you the latest analysis of the global war taking place against the huge megacorporations and their attempt to establish a out-of-control, oppressive technocracy. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to get into all the news. And I mean all of it coming up in the next segment. But first off, I want to talk about something that affects us all, and that's life and death. A lot of people I talk to never even get to meet any of their grandparents, much less all four of them. And my grandmother was almost 93 years old when she died this morning at about 1:30, and she was still cogent a few days ago when I went and visited with her. But she had breast cancer for about 6 years. She had breast cancer before, and they removed part of her breast. She got breast cancer 6-7 years ago and decided to not be operated on, and that she would just go home when God was ready for her. At almost 93 years of age last night, she went home to be with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the reason it's important is I don't really cry for the 93-year-old woman who I knew my whole life and loved so much and who taught me so much. I cry for the 30-year-old woman who went and got the second round of polio shots when my mother was 4 years old and her brother was 9 years old, that paralyzed her and almost killed her and took her years to be able to walk again. And she was a beauty queen. And then I think about the SV40 cancer viruses that were admittedly in that vaccine as well. And I think about how they soft killed my grandmother way back in the early 1950s. So they got her way back in the early 1950s when she was 30 years old. Everybody should really think about that. And think about what vaccines are doing to people today, especially our military, that are shot up with so many experimental ones as well. And I just think about how magic it is to have all these great ancestors and to know that I'll have progeny into the future and I'll be one of their ancestors. I just want to deliver for humanity and really build something beautiful and great. And so did my grandmother. And all four of my grandparents were great, interesting people in different ways. I really can't say who my favorite was of any of them, but it's just great that I knew them. And I hope that spiritually that I can resonate to the plane that they're going to be on with God and transcend this fallen plane we're on and be with her again. She was very, very, a few days ago, she'd be conscious, talking about things, be completely there, and then just suddenly be somewhere completely else, talking to her dead brother and talking to other members of her family. So she believed she was already in heaven. And I think about Colonel Craig Roberts, who was a Marine Corps sniper and veteran, helicopter pilot, investigator, best-selling author, sniper, one shot, one kill. Who exposed Oklahoma City as an inside job and so much more, and the murder of police officers by the Clinton mafia to cover it up. And he died for about 10 minutes on the operating table for colon cancer and was there at the portal with the angel. The decision was made to send him back. They'd already walked off and came back to life. And atheists, people that don't believe in God, and people that are in other cultures, they have that same near-death or death experience. So just know this. There's a lot going on in this world. But I just want my grandmother to know that I love her and I appreciate her and I can still feel her presence now. It's like I can feel my first grandparent that went, Jerry Jones, my dad's dad, back when I was only 6 years old. And it's just good that I will carry them forward with me. I hope my children will carry forth my energy and my spirit with them just as they carry my genetics. And so let's just all think about our fallen grandparents and, of course, our parents and everyone we love. But, the most important thing to do is to reach out for the young today that are under all the GMO and all the chemical attack and all the cultural attack and defend them, because that's who really matters, is the young. They are the future. After all, we were all young once.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring every one of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
Of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are as we kick off this live worldwide broadcast. It is, of course, Tuesday, the 7th day of February 2017. We have several huge guests that are going to be joining us today. We have one of Putin's top advisors, as well as a university professor out in California, who has witnessed the incredible authoritarian bullying of the so-called left and how that ties into the legislature of the state, the dean of UC Berkeley, defending the physical attack on people that they don't agree with. So that's all coming up today. First off, there's a tactic that the mainstream media is using where they pretend that InfoWars is discredited and not cutting edge, and then they connect that to Trump and pretend that he's discredited, hoping to split Trump off from his base. Now, Trump knows they're doing this, but they every day say Alex Jones is Trump's brain. Trump is everything from Alex Jones. No, Trump has agreed with me on a few things that are overwhelmingly documented. Trump is his own person. I don't say that because I don't want to sit here and make the president mad. I say that because it's true. But clearly, they're trying to hurt Trump by driving him away from his base. It's not working. He's delivering in spades. But every day, I see scores of these articles. InfoWars is behind President Trump's idea that the media is covering up terrorist attacks, the Washington Post. Then they show headlines where myself, Paul Watson, and countless others, but they only show a screenshot, so you can't go see it for yourself. It's a screenshot. Where we go show where police chiefs, the FBI, you name it, are told to cover up the fact that Islamists are carrying out attacks, just like San Bernardino. Now, the truth is, Trump has trolled the media when he spoke at Central Command in Florida yesterday at their headquarters, because he knows they'll bring all this out now and lose this debate. He trolled them. He baited them. I wish I was that smart. See, that's the Trump dimension. He knows everything I know and then knows how to really play these people. I mean, I know how to play them too, but I don't know how he has the energy at 70 years old. It's just incredible. And this is all coming from Trump. That's what's amazing. I mean, some of it's Bannon, but notice that they keep saying Bannon is Trump's brain. Bannon makes all the decisions. Now, Bannon goes and researches the laws to carry out the plan of Trump. So, yes, he's there assisting him, just like the magician's assistant. But it's not Bannon running the show. It's not Roger Stone running the show. It's not Alex Jones running the show. It's not Matt Drudge running the show. It's Trump. President Trump made a whopper. Oh, another whopper like illegals vote. I have George Soros publicly organizing illegals to vote today, announcing it himself. They have all these states trying to pass laws for illegals to vote, and they look at us and go, there's no illegals voting. There's no people voting in dead people's names, even though you get caught aboard. There's no Atlantic Ocean. There's no sun at high noon. There's no. It's gotten to a point where there's not even being reported, he said, at military leaders at U.S. Central Command. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it. They have their reasons, and you understand that. So then they go on to say, oh, here's where he got it. They got it from Alex Jones. Again, pretending they control reality, pretending they define things, and saying InfoWars is discredited. And thus, by extension, Trump. When the more Trump embraces the new media and the independent media, the more he will continue to get his agenda done. I mean, take Matt Drudge. If you didn't have Matt Drudge, and MSM actually even got this right last year, then Trump wouldn't have gotten elected. Because InfoWars is strong, but we don't have the total dominance of Drudge to force a meme or a topic out there. We can do it sometimes, but not every time. So if it wasn't for InfoWars and Drudge and Breitbart, and Trump knows that, he wouldn't be in the position he's in. So the media thinks Trump's dumb and is trying to cut him off from his base and from the fount of his agenda, which is Americana Constitution. So I'm going to go through a whole stack of news documenting. I mean, Homeland Security was told 8 years ago, do not say Islamic terror. And when you stop somebody, you can't ask what even where they're coming from or if they're a Wahhabist or look on their cell phones. So you're coming from Yemen. You're coming from Saudi Arabia. You're coming from Sudan. You're coming from places that are war zones like Somalia, a totally failed state. And you can't even ask when it comes up in a data sheet that you're Al-Qaeda. Are you with Al-Qaeda? They can ask me if I'm part of a criminal group. They can ask me if I've got drugs. They can ask me if I've got fruits and vegetables. But you can't ask the Islamists this. They're actually in the news saying, oh, Trump may lose his appeal now because he mentioned Islam. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof. But you can bar someone that's part of a religious group that its tenet is to bomb and kill innocents. That's a cult. Comprende? Not a violation of the First Amendment. When you've sworn allegiance to a murderous military death cult, you don't have a right to come here. Just like every other nation has a right to bar whoever they want. And it's clear in law. What they're saying now to the courts is, oh no, we can open up to anybody we want, anybody can come here. Which is globalism, which is the end of our sovereignty. So InfoWars is buying President Trump's idea that the media is covering up terrorist attacks. That was on CNN last night. This morning, it's everywhere. And sure, it gives us a little bit of traffic, but they have dwindling audiences of idiots. This is mainly a psyop so that Spicer and people read this and go, look, Mr. President, more about how Alex Jones is your boss. Don't listen to him. Go with the mainline Republicans. Listen to Priebus. That goes on, by the way, behind the scenes. Word for word. So, we're going to be getting into that whole stack. We're going to be getting into how Starbucks in Saudi Arabia won't serve women, but Starbucks is fine with that. They just want to create racial division here in America and harp about how our country's so bad. We're also going to get into the dollar jumping and stock market going back up to all-time highs, despite the fact that Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bloomberg, all these little suspects have been trying to drive the dollar down with Soros. It failed again, turkeys. And more major TV sets that are coming out admit they actually watch you in live time and listen to you and sell the data. Vizio's the latest. We'll tell you about that. Yeah, more fake news. We broke TVs watching and listening to you because it was in a Google press release to their shareholders. 15 years ago, Paul Watson broke that. Oh, it was fake news. For years, they said, crazy Alex Jones has your TVs watch and listen to you. Yeah, it was so crazy. A Time Warner engineer who held patents came and met with me, pulling up in his $200,000 Mercedes, and said, I just can't do it anymore, Alex. Here's the blueprints. The new Scientific Atlantic cable boxes have microphones listening to you with keywords. Oh, such fake news. All now proven correct. That's why we're exploding. You're contracting. I talked to Joe Rogan last night. He said clearly this is the biggest podcast in his 7.5-year history, dwarfing stuff that's been up there 7 years. In fact, it's had... Because you can't see on iTunes. I don't even know. Joe didn't tell me how to talk about this. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. I'm going to skip this break to have time. Joe said it is definitely censorship. Because he is all the top iTunes shows of all time. And they won't even let him have but a couple up there. Even though they say this is our top shows of all time. Joe has every top podcast of all time on there, but they will not even show it. And this one, they're purposely burying because we mentioned Pizzagate, just like YouTube won't let it trend, even though it should have been number one on YouTube the first day and then gotten 20 million views. But they killed it where it was only on his channel, but you basically couldn't share it to the most viewed channels. It didn't take its place in pole position, so it only got 2.2 million or whatever. So that's how they operate. That's how they censor. That's how they control. And Breitbart had its apps kicked off a month and a half ago off of iTunes. They paid for them years ago. They were there, and they said, you're racist. We're kicking you off when there's nothing even racist there, which we always said. First, they ban the racist, which I don't agree with. I don't agree with what they're saying. But if you ban them, everybody else is next. And now you notice the Democrats can say, kill whites. Whites are evil. Whites are bad. Whites say that. You're an effing white male. That's okay. That's loving. But we can't even say that that's racist or we're shut down. We're all in this together. And Trump's busy trying to keep the economy going, defend the borders. I get exposing Obama's bill he signed to start restricting the press is down the road. I get Trump has bigger fish to fry than the fact that his own chief strategist news site is being censored. But this is a big deal for America, and Trump needs to start addressing it. And he is. He's first discrediting the MSM that says Trump's crazy. We're not covering up Islamic attacks. We're not playing them down. The FBI 2 years before knew that the two San Bernardino shooters were going to Saudi Arabia and other countries to train for terror attacks and were threatened with civil rights criminal indictment if they didn't drop investigations of the mosque. That came out a week after, and the FBI leaked that they were told to say it wasn't terrorist, even though they went to a Christmas party targeting Christians and Jews because of their religion. But that's okay. And on and on and on, they say it's not Islamic terror when they run over people. This is crazy. And then they go, oh my gosh, InfoWars is insane. It says we're covering up, and Trump's insane for saying it. No, Trump just trolled you. You are the ones that are now talking about, we don't cover up this. You cover up black-on-white crime statistics. Reporters all over the country have been told. You cover up Islamic rapes and murders in Europe. More police unions are coming out saying in Sweden and Germany they've been ordered to cover it up. And you've got the nerve to shake your finger at us and say we're covering, kind of like we said the polls were fake and Trump was going to win? Kind of like that? Kind of like I said that George Soros was directing the Democrats to send out people to rough folks up at Trump events and then blame it on Trump? And exactly what I said came out? Because I have major sources in the Secret Service and in the Chicago PD. I mean, I don't want to tell you too much here, but let's just say we've got all the intel, and we know exactly who's doing what. My problem is I'm so busy I can't even go through all this stuff. But let's go to this first video. Trump trolls CNN into covering Islamic terror that they say doesn't exist. And when he says they're covering it up, they say, oh, ha, 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 of course we cover Islamic terror. Ooh, ha, ha, gotcha, dummy. Here it is.
Released this list of terror attacks the president said the media is downplaying or not reporting on, right?
That's right, Anderson. I have it right here. 78 attacks since September of 2014. And the White House is careful to say that most of these attacks were not reported on adequately enough. But, Anderson, just going through the list, there's no scoring system or grade system here to say, okay, these attacks.
It's come out that the FBI and others are told to stand down and not call it Islamic terror. I mean, we've had authors on that worked inside Homeland Security as senior analysts who were at the meetings where they were told 7-8 years ago, you will no longer say the word Islamic terror. It does not exist. And Anderson Cooper is CIA, the whole foundation leftist arm of it. He went to Cairo and celebrated the Arab Spring that overthrew the country and murdered hundreds of thousands of innocent people. I'm going to go over all those names and all those documents in a moment. But Cooper and this other dingbat try to sit there and look shocked by this. Everybody knows you're con men, okay? Everybody knows you're frauds. You have a tiny audience, so get a bigger teleprompter, get a bigger studio, bro, because you aren't getting your job done. Yeah, the other dingbat is Jim Acosta. Here it is.
Were covered adequately. These attacks were not. And most puzzling of all, Anderson, inside this list, you see mentions of the Paris attacks where 129 people died, the San Bernardino terrorist attack, the Nice truck attack, and so on. And as you know, Anderson, these are all terrorist attacks that we covered days on end, not only here at CNN, but other international news outlets around the world.
So this is perfect because the default is say Trump's a liar. So they come out and say, Trump's a liar. We cover all the 70-plus Islamic attacks. Of course we covered all the Islamic attacks. And under it, if you're a radio listener, it says, breaking, White House releases list of undercovered attacks. Again, White House releases list of undercovered attacks. And then they put in parentheses, we covered many. So they're admitting they didn't even cover them all, and what we're saying is they underreport them. I mean, when a black guy kills a white guy, newspapers all over the country know you don't put a picture of who did it, and you don't say who they are. And whenever they're looking for someone, most of the time they won't even say a Hispanic male or a black male. They'll just say it if it's a white male. Everybody knows about this. This has been admitted. So, again, Trump is a total genius how he is annihilating our enemy that is the foreign-owned globalist corporate press. Let's go back to these two jokers.
This appears to be a talking point that is in search of a set of facts that just doesn't exist. The other thing we did not get an answer for is why the president made this claim today that the news media are not reporting on these attacks. He said, I think you know why, to those military commanders today. But no explanation was given as to why the news media...
Pause again. Let's back that up 10 seconds. No one knows why. He's saying the military, I think you know why. Because CENTCOM told him, and General Flynn told him, and General Mattis told him, and all the generals told him, sir, there's been a deal made with Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda to take over more than 50 countries. They've already invaded 16 of them. That was back at the time 4 years ago. And we've got to stop them. They're now in 30-plus countries on that list, sir. We've been double-crossed, sir. They overthrew our ally, Egypt. They overthrew Gaddafi, who'd made a deal with us. They're trying to overthrow Syria. They're trying to overrun Iraq, sir. It's a major threat. We've got to stop it. They've been telling Trump that. Trump's had General Flynn and people telling him behind the scenes for 3 years. A year before he ever announced running for president. 4.5 years ago, General Dempsey, the head of the Joint Chiefs, went to the White House and told Obama, we're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. Remember all that in the news at the time? So, we don't know what Trump's talking about when he says the military, I think you know why. You know what, President Trump? Keep taking the gloves off. Say, you know why. Hillary and Obama are the founders of ISIS and the Saudi Arabian caliphate expansion. And you are the ones that came to me and asked me to run for office to stop this. So now here we are, men. The gloves are off. No limits. We're taking them out. You really want the rest of the story, Cooper? Hoping you and your idiot audience don't know what's happening? Hoping there's still some dwindling group of morons that are low information and will still buy all of your posturing? We don't know what he's talking about. Cooper was a cheerleader in the Middle East for Al-Qaeda. Cooper is a monster. A total blood-sucking robber baron, great-great-grandson, nobody. An enemy of the Republic. Every single one of these people who knows what they're doing consciously, is undermining this country, trying to crash the stock market, trying to cause race wars, trying to get illegal aliens to vote. That's in the news today. Out of one side of their mouth, we're organizing illegals to vote. Let illegals vote. But there's no illegals voting. Trump's insane. Every single one of them is now an enemy of the Republic. Back to them.
You know why to those military commanders today, but no explanation was given as to why the news media would not report terrorist attacks, given all of our coverage. It's just not true.
Jim, thank you very much. And keep in mind, as Jim said, not only did we cover many of the attacks on that list the White House has released, we covered them heavily. I know because I was there on the ground reporting a number of them. 360 was in Ottawa, Canada, October 2014. That's on the list. Where a gunman killed a reservist at the National War Memorial, where he was on duty at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I was also in Orlando last June. That was on the list also, after 49 people were gunned down at the Pulse nightclub. I know.
But we can go back and show how you first reported for days that it wasn't Islamic and would never say it in San Bernardino or in Orlando. Everybody knows that, and how it suddenly goes out of the news in a day or two. Hillary's State Department blocked investigation to Orlando killer's mosque. I mean, this was all in the news. And they go, oh, well, that's InfoWars, with us all linking to the Florida newspapers. We're credible. They know it. Let's go out to break with Paul Watson. Here's Paul Watson. Media coverage of terror attacks is more like a cover-up. Here it is from last year.
After the Munich shooting last Friday, almost every other media outlet included the name Ali in the name of this culprit. The BBC didn't. You know, hours after the priest beheading yesterday, where we knew that they were shouting Allah Akbar, we knew that they were chanting pro-ISIS slogans, they were Muslims. They were beheading people, or at least slitting their throats. We knew it was an Islamist attack. Hours afterwards, the BBC was still reporting no known motive. And some people are just going to read that and say, oh, another attack, no known motive, who knows what's going on, the world's crazy, let's not focus on Islam, the true source of it, and then they'll move on, and then, oh, there's another attack, and let's hide, let's obfuscate the true meaning behind that, the origin of that. So we see it every single time. The BBC is the worst for it. And I can read you something from the BBC yesterday. Listen to this. This is after, you know, 4 Islamist attacks in Germany. This is a quote from the BBC, not The Onion. With 4 attacks in southern Germany coming shortly after the mass murder of 84 people in Nice, counter-terrorism officials are struggling to detect a common thread. Is there a single defining feature to these attacks that could offer clues on how to prevent more of them happening?
Really?
We'll be right back.
A common threat.
We'll be back, folks. But understand, they use this in the Washington Post to discredit us when it's total proof on them. You understand?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
I got something.
Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I see it.
Alexander Dugan is going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. Longtime advisor to President Putin. The mainstream media, the corporate media will call us Russian spies for having him on. No, it's called what cultures do is talk to each other if you don't want to have nuclear war. You know, like Hillary met secretly twice with Putin, but that's okay. And her minions made deals to transfer uranium to Russia. But all that's okay when they actually sell us out. I don't blame Russia. That's part of their own interest. Trump's going to stand up for our interests. He's just not going to look for trouble and try to dominate Russia because he believes in national sovereignty and doesn't want to conquer Russia. He intends via trade and other areas to try to make money with Russia through commerce And he will guaranteed, you watch, because we have the leverage, get a better deal. But the deal they get will also help Russia. And it's okay for MSM to interview the guest that's coming up. But it'll just be bad when I do. You watch tomorrow, it'll be, Alex Jones is a Russian spy. Look, Dugan's named Alex. I'm named Alex. So much happening. Betsy DeVos has been confirmed in the Senate. That's some breaking news. Let me give you a bunch of other breaking news that's coming up. UK Speaker vetoes Trump address to Parliament. Jamie White, Infowars.com. Globalists claim national sovereignty is racist. That's right. Just a president or anybody saying who can come in the country is bad. Well, Saudi Arabia can ban any refugees to their country. That's fine. And not let women shop or go out in public without hoods over their heads. And Starbucks just doesn't let you in Saudi Arabia. But see, that's just their culture. It's okay. Overwhelming evidence proves Trump right about massive voter fraud. Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com story. Top Clinton lawyer joined Soros super PAC to stop voter ID so illegals can vote. The Haitians are protesting the Clintons, but you'll never see that in the news. That's all coming up. China is proposing further tightening of internet oversight. That means ending free speech, but Reuters puts it like it's a good thing. And the Vatican's caught having an organ harvesting meeting, basically, at their human rights board. Isn't that just cute? It's kind of like putting the Saudi Arabians and the Yemenis over human rights at the UN. Let's put the big bad wolf over the three little pigs house, or you know, the fox over the hen house, or let's put Hitler over the local Berlin synagogue. You know, let's put the devil over heaven. Let's put the state over humans and over God. Yeah, that's what it is. It's upside down world. That's all coming up. But the good news is they've been trying to drive down the stock market, drive down the dollar. It had the opposite effect. Dollar jumps on rate bets. U.S. stocks at records. Market wrap, Bloomberg. Not going too well, is it for you? But make no mistake, they're trying to bring things down. They're trying to blame Trump and other nationalist movements. They've told the Brexit movement, how dare you try to get out of the EU you never entered, that we took over your country. And how dare you not let us make 90%+ of your laws and open your borders. We're going to destroy your economy. And they're trying. That's called terrorism, economic terrorism, bullying. And I've got stacks of articles where the universities are training the students on, quote, Fight Club to go out like hoodlums or like S.A. against Rome stormtroopers in proto-Nazi Germany, and beat people up in the streets while they scream, racist KKK, go away, racist KKK, go away. I was at the LAX airport. I got a video of it of like women and children and families at like 8 at night coming out to the curb to get a cab. And here comes about 70 people just bumping in everyone and going, F you. And he's, yeah, just to like Asian people and white people and black people are just like looking on, what the hell is this? Black Lives Matter, racist, KKK, Donald Trump, go away. Just bumping into people, running over people. The cops looked all freaked out, marching at the head of them as they just ran over whoever they wanted. It was just like, this is just an exercise of like a temper tantrum of a two-year-old. And I remember Paul Watson's viral video a few years ago where he said, millennials are like toddlers. It's just crazy. You're just standing there in a multiracial crowd of humans trying to get cabs, and here comes just people just, we're the good guys, out of our way, boom, into you, and you're like, whoa. And they walk by, F you, Alex! Showing some of them knew who I was, and they're just still screaming, gay, gay, gay! And all I'm trying to do is turn the economy back on and not let all the money go to the bankers. Shut up, KKK! You know, I don't want war with Russia. Shut up, Russian agent! Oh, I saw these great memes I didn't get to yesterday. Because I let some Agenda 21 news I read really get me down. I shouldn't let them get me down. But it was all these memes. Maybe we can Google it. Russia lost the game for Atlanta. That's right. It was the Russians that caused the turnaround for Brady and everybody else. And, of course, you know, Trump, that's his favorite team, so obviously, it's now about white supremacism. The news actually said, well, a lot of people are saying it's white supremacists because the Patriots have the highest level of white players. Oh, my gosh, it's almost half the team isn't black. That's okay. It's whoever the best players are. People don't watch it and go, I'm rooting for the Patriots because they're white. But the media put that out, and sure enough, some of the white supremacists go, yeah, that's true. Tom Brady's our avatar. So now the ball's rolling, you see. Everything turns into something being racist. Let me say this, though. Some teams are like 80% black. Now, are we going to have affirmative action and say, well, you know, you need to give, say, a little Asian player from, let's say, Japan. You need to let some guy that weighs 100 pounds play out here, or it's not fair because we need to give them a chance with affirmative action. Because that's kind of where all this goes, but I'm digressing. I'm going to break all this down here today. First, I want to get into some really bizarre senile behavior that's going on that's actually frightening. And there's so many of these clips, I can't even get to all of them, but I'm going to try to get to some of these here in a moment. But first off, my dad developed this with the biggest maker of organic toothpaste in the country. We private label it at their factory here in the United States, and we add to the leading brand out there, private label by InfoWars Life, iodine of the true nascent type and nano silver, as well as peppermint and tea tree oil. We sold out of this last time. In 1 week, we sold out. I had no idea that this would end up being probably the best seller. If this next batch sells like the last, it'll be the best seller we've ever had. The best seller we've ever had. And again, it doesn't turn red like iodine because that's impure iodine. It turns grayish blue. Now, one thing the leading manufacturer did was put a natural dye in it. Because they're like, well, it isn't really super blue, so why are you calling it super blue? We're going to do this for you to make it turn bluer faster. We're like, no, that's coming out of this batch, okay? Because it turns gray. The point is that it'll make your teeth super, super white, and nobody's put true iodine in a toothpaste with colloidal silver, much less peppermint and tea tree oil. Now, a lot of kids, we got complaints. The only complaints we got was a lot of kids don't like the super high concentration of peppermint. Adults like it. Kind of like a 10-year-old doesn't like a shot of whiskey, but a 30-year-old does, you know, doesn't burn. Well, it's the same deal. We had a high level. It was basically their highest strength of herbs of this major brand. Everybody knows the name. But when you private label, you can't say who. The point is that this is a big fat tube of it in our own packaging with all these ingredients added by their experts. Super Blue is now back in stock, and we doubled the order, and it's $9.95 out of the gates. And the purchase helps support the broadcast, but you've never had any toothpaste like this. This is undoubtedly the best toothpaste out there. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the reviews. They're 4.8 stars. Only thing with higher stars is the body armor. Thousands of pieces sold. It has a perfect 5.0 score. Sure, that'll change because trolls can go on there even though they haven't bought stuff and do it, but it doesn't matter. Nanotech developed the University of Texas body armor. InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. And the Citizen Armor has a 5.0. And it's made right here in the big defense labs. The police are starting to use this around the country. It weighs 5 to 7 times less than the big armored plate, but it has slots for the plate if you want that. It stops all pistol rounds up to 50 cal, and we even shot stuff like 40 and 9mm through rifles, through carbines, and it still wouldn't go through. We can't say this, but technically if you wore two of the inserts, it would stop high-velocity rifles. And at a couple hundred yards, it does, like 308 and, you know, Win Mags and stuff. But we can't obviously say that's guaranteed. You have two sets of this, but they're coming out with that soon. We're the only civilian dealer of this, ladies and gentlemen, because we have connections, and a lot of folks know how hard we fought for this country. And so when we say fight for the country, we mean domestically in the information war. So we've got the best stuff, thanks to Tim Frugier and Quentin Carter and, of course, Pat Riley, busting their butts to bring so many game-changing products like Combat One to InfoWarsStore.com that only Defense Department has now adopted system-wide as their disinfectant. Totally clean, natural, healthy. It's patented. It's secret ingredients, but it knocks out stuff. Evidence is showing even better than colloidal silver. The stuff just stops working. So this is it's got pads, wipes, sprays, creams. They use it for cleaning rifles. They use it for special operations to wipe their rear ends. I mean, this stuff is amazing in the field to stop infection. And it's very low cost. Okay, because obviously it's been adopted by the Defense Department. They want it massively scaled up. Tactical baths, everything. So new, a lot of folks haven't reviewed even the Combat One tactical bath yet. They've reviewed Combat One 1.7-ounce bottle, field foam, field liquid, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We had to end the 25% off of the water filtrations and the air purifiers, but still at the price they are, they're great deals. But get Super Blue today. Don't procrastinate. $9.95. And believe me, folks, it cost us as much as the regular toothpaste costs just to make this because it's all supercharged. We are getting bubblegum flavor that doesn't have the peppermint and some of the other herbs in it. Obviously, it won't be as good, but kids don't like high-powered peppermint, which goes in there and just, you know, absolutely gets those blood vessels going and so good for the body as well. Super Blue, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your game-changing support. Okay. Let's get to some really frightening videos. We've all seen Maxine Waters say that she believes Putin actually tells Trump everything to do, like drain the swamp or lock her up or Hillary for president. That all came from Putin. And quite frankly, lock her up and Hillary for President came from us and our audience. Our audience wearing Hillary for President shirts, they started saying lock her up. So I can't even take credit for that. But that I can tell you, that didn't come from Putin. Or maybe we've got a Putin advisor coming on next segment, maybe, or next hour. Maybe it did come from the other Alex. So we're going to be breaking that down. We've got Pelosi saying, how do you make this mic work? But first, Nancy Pelosi promises to oppose President Bush's agenda. So she doesn't even know it's President Trump. This woman had nothing when she went to Congress. She's almost worth a billion smackers now. Talk about sucking at the trough, at the teat. And then Nancy Pelosi refuses to say the Democratic Party needs new leadership. And then we've got dingbat Democrat Maxine Waters hopes Trump won't serve 4 years, thinks Putin invaded Korea. I mean, she's up there going, he invaded Korea. I love it. My grandmother at almost 93 died last night. And she was more together than Maxine Waters. My grandmother was really proud of the fact that we were a big, talking to her this weekend. She'd be like, you're doing big things. I'm so proud of you. Just stay humble. I was sitting there feeding her chocolate mousse. I was telling everybody, I said, look, she's going soon. Just let her eat what she wants. Let her have ice cream. That's what she's asking for. Good Lord, give her... She started wanting beer. She hadn't wanted beer in years. I want a beer. Oh, boy. Let's go ahead and go to this meltdown of these entitled, disconnected nutballs. Nancy Pelosi promises to oppose President Bush. She didn't even know what president it is. Here it is.
This, while it's only a couple of weeks since the inauguration, there's complete evidence. We've seen nothing that we can work that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, which turns out to be not true, a hoax, and really dangerous to the economic stability of America's working families.
So there you go. Doesn't know what president's what. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip.
What are we going to do? How can a president... who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position where folks will begin to ask, what are we going to do? And the answer is going to be, eventually, we've got to do something about him. We cannot continue to have a president
Absolutely.
Who's acting in this manner. It is dangerous to the United States of America.
It is. I mean, to invade Korea. Can you believe President Trump invaded Korea with Putin? And then that Guam had too many Marines on it and flipped capsized as well. We've got Pelosi saying, though, that there doesn't need to be any new leadership. This is at the same press conference. Pelosi doesn't know who the president is. Maxine Waters thinks that Trump is working with Putin to invade Korea. They've got all these made-for-TV movies about Aleppo. Here it is.
The issue of Democrats having lost touch with the Rust Belt, with a lot of voters in there that used to be. And I want to ask it this way, which is the Democratic Party need new leaders. To touch base on this stuff. Whether it's Hillary Clinton, yourself, Chuck Schumer, you've all been in power a long time, and there was a rejection of that in the 2016 election. Do you accept that?
Well, we have plenty of room for all kinds of leadership at every level. Right now, we need experience as well as new leadership. But I was a new leader when I emerged mm-hmm. myself, so I'm all for that. But that's not the point. The point is,
By the way, folks, we need that DNC lady running for DNC that says, I'll suppress the white people. I'll make sure they don't get any privilege. I'll be a good White House slave. That's who we need. She'll really destroy them.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Oh, by the way, they just reminded me during the break, I never plugged, at least most of the time I don't, that things like toothpaste or vitamins, minerals, supplements, nutraceuticals is the type of thing you want to sign up for AutoShip for, because then you get an additional 10% off. You can sign up every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, 3 months, every 6 months, every year, and get that 10% off. And something like Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with iodine, nano silver, peppermint oil, and tea tree oil, now back in, a bestseller made right here in America. Then you just get it every month or so when you need it in the mail, and it funds the operation, helps your teeth, helps the country, helps you be healthier. It's amazing. So thank you all for your support. And please support our local affiliates and their local sponsors as well. Okay, coming up, we've got one of Putin's admitted top advisors. So we're going to be talking to him about the state of the world and what's happening. He speaks English. I don't speak Russian. They had to translate when I've been on their national TV show. So that's coming up. And then we also have Professor Daryl Hamamoto, who's out at UC Davis, who's been warning. And he's what you call a real liberal. I mean, he's not anti-gay. He's not anti-woman. He's none of that. He says there's just this weird race cult. He was on a couple of years ago saying, watch, they're totally racist. And they're led by white women and mainly Latino women. That's what he's saying. By the foundations, putting them in charge to totally teach the downfall of society. So, and I was hearing him going, man, is he being a little extreme? But let me tell you, you go to these rallies and they're just screaming, you're a white male, shut up, you need to die. And then the men walk behind the women, and it's a cult, man. If I went to an event and all the men walked behind the women, I'd be freaked out. It's just crazy. The only time I'm walking in front of a woman is to get the door for them or get their bags. But look at this report by Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Starbucks in Saudi Arabia refuses to serve women. No entry for ladies. Only send your driver to order, because women can't drive either. A Starbucks coffee shop in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, recently refused to serve women, a claim that the corporate giant was swiftly forced to deny. Oh, yeah, because Saudi Arabia doesn't ever restrict women. A Twitter user by the name of Manir N posted an image of a message posted outside the Starbucks, which read, please, no entry for ladies. Only send your driver to order. Thank you. Starbucks in Riyadh refused to serve me just because I'm a woman and asked me to send a man instead. Oh, of course. No, again, another conspiracy theory. It's well known that a lot of shops, a lot of businesses and things don't serve women. And look, it's one thing if you're a women's only shop or a men's only barbershop. Remember the men's barbershops getting sued? Because they're like, listen, we drink beer. There's Playboy magazines are laying around. I'm sorry. And then the women start threatening, okay, I'll cut your hair. And still they sue. It's one thing if you're a, you know, it's like Curves is for women. Gary Haven started it. I'm not going to walk in and go, hey, I'm a woman. I mean, I get women wanting to be with women, men wanting to be with men, like a guys club or whatever. You know, a man cave. But we're talking about a Starbucks that says it's open to everybody. Well, that's okay, though, because the Saudi Arabians, that's just their culture. And, you know, after all, Donald Trump's making up that there's Islamic terror. Or, no, I'm sorry. He's making it up that the media is covering it up, even though I have a mega massive stack of that I'll get into after our first guest leaves us. But here's just some of it. InfoWars is behind President Trump's idea that the media is covering up terrorist attacks. Washington Post. And they show put Paul Watson like it's discrediting of him when he's showing them covering up attacks. Journalist calls out White House claims over terror reporting. CNN. Second Swedish police officer blows the whistle on migrant crime cover-up. France, anti-Christian attacks rise 245% in last year. Media won't identify once-deported murderer who raped woman as illegal. Press in Sanctuary City runs cover-up for criminal who raped Austin woman in front of her child. Don Salazar exposes that. Scandal. Mass media covers up terrorism to protect Islam. Whistleblower. Fed shut down terror investigation that could prevent a San Bernardino attack. Philip Haney. High-level anti-terror analyst. DHS. Obama blocking terrorist probes. White House intentionally ignoring surveillance. Hillary State Department blocked investigation to Orlando killer's mosque. It goes on and on and on and on. Everybody knows they've been covering it up. We'll be back on Alex Jones.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients